What's going on, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Triggered. This is Triggered, episode number 511 here on Wednesday, April 17th. Let's get started today. We got a lot to talk about and a short time to do it. So, over the weekend, Iran launched a attack on Israel.
Yeah. But massive ballistic missile barrage.
And drones.
And drones and cruise missiles.
Yeah.
It was like 300, if you combined all three, it's like 300 plus ordnances were fired at Israel.
Yeah. Pretty large aerial attack.
Yeah.
Way larger in scale than was anticipated for this response. Virtually all were shot down by the Israeli Air Force, anti-aircraft batteries, the Iron Dome system.
Yeah.
They have another one called David Sling, I believe.
Yeah, that's the anti-ballistic missile one.
Right, and the help of U.S., U.K., and other, I believe the Jordanians helped
and,
as well.
And Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, which is very interesting, these Muslim countries coming to the aid of Israel.
Yeah.
Just shows you how much everybody hates Iran.
Yeah, or is worried about them, too.
Here's the thing. This happens, and Joe Biden calls up Netanyahu and says, don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And Israel's war cabinet convenes. I think it was about, 9 to 11 items struck, right? They hit various air bases or, you know, here and there. I think it was like 9 or 11 of them made it through. Ironic, 9-11.
Yeah.
The war cabinet approves a military action in response against the Iranian strikes. Well, now it appears as if Netanyahu has chosen to do nothing, which is bending the knee to what Joe Biden asked for. Here's my theory, though. We have this big vote coming up on, you know, money for Israel and Ukraine. Of course, they're putting it all together because Mike Johnson, a tool of the deep state at this point, especially for his FISA betrayal last week.
They gave me a briefing, so I changed my mind.
Yeah, which is which is another way of saying...
they presented damning information about my personal life.
Yes.
And they were going to leak it. They pulled a J. Edgar Hoover on me.
Nonetheless, he packaged this all together. And I think that at this point, Netanyahu is waiting to try to get that passed.
Yeah.
And then he's going to execute his response. Yeah. That's just my theory, but I think that the money's talking here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't blame him. It's like $14 billion. They need that for the war effort here. Not just, you know, for a potential war against Iran, but for their Rafah assault.
Yeah.
Now, on that aid package, because that's a huge point of contention here, obviously, real conservatives have been fighting against funding any more of Ukraine's ridiculous, soon-to-be-losing war effort. But if you dive down into the bill, there's actually some slight upside to it. Now, I think that the way they package it together is ridiculous. These should all be individual votes. Totally disagree with what Speaker Johnson's doing here, which is basically just the bidding of the Biden administration. A lot of it now has been redesigned that it's going to be money spent on replenishing our stockpiles, but yet termed as aid for them. And they get the option to purchase stuff from the stockpiles that we're going to purchase ourselves. It's essentially like a pass-through, but I doubt that they're going to buy all of it. So, you know, maybe out of this, whatever they're doing, $84 billion or $100 billion or whatever, I'd say maybe like 20 of it will inevitably just restore our stockpiles. That's what they should have been doing anyway.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, egregious in itself. You know, I don't think that this plan should pass. I think these should have individual votes. Of course, they're going to vote on it Saturday night in the middle of the night, as usual.
Yeah.
It's what they do with everything that they want to pass like that. But, you know, everyone that's a conservative worth a damn is pretty much against this. So, you know, it's very clear where we should lie with this, and that's being against it. I would like to help Israel. I think Ukraine's gotten more than enough money.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows how I feel about Ukraine. They're going to lose. It's over. We're throwing good money after bad at this point.
Yeah.
We got our own problems. You know, there's $300 million in there for them to enforce their border.
Oh.
None for ours. Yeah.
We're spending more. Rand Paul had a good speech. We're spending more on Ukraine aid than we are on our entire Marine Corps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. So yeah, it's not a great time in the world generally, geopolitically and also economically.
Well, Joe Scarborough thinks you don't read then, Storm.
Yes. Yes. It's
he had a total meltdown yesterday.
Yeah. About that. Do we have that clip? Yeah, roll that clip, Mr. Producer.
So, Donald Trump keeps talking about how America sucks. And before he got elected, America sucked. And then he got elected, suddenly America was great. Then he lost, and now America sucks again. You're voting for a guy like that? You live in the most powerful, greatest country on the face of the earth? And you're voting for a guy that tells you every day that America sucks? What's wrong with you? Who raised you? Mm. What history did you read?
That's it.
Like, where are you from? Because you may claim to be from where I'm from, but you were not raised by the same teachers I was raised by. And you don't read. Because if you read, Mike, the facts are clear. And I'm getting tired of saying this to people who claim to be patriotic but hate America because they're always running America down. They're always trashing America. They're always saying America's horrible. Its democracy doesn't work. We need a dictatorship if Donald Trump doesn't win. I'm tired of people running America down.
It's just like,
I mean, it's a rundown of all the DNC talking points.
Yeah.
And don't you just love it? Yeah. It's mad that nobody believes them. You just don't read.
Yeah.
Or you don't know history.
Well, you know, their whole campaign strategy this year seems to be don't believe your lying eyes.
Yeah, yeah. That's not no.
Inflation's not a problem. You're not paying, you know, 50% more at the grocery store than you were and 40% more on gas to fill up your car. That's no problem.
Oh, that was the best. And that was the best when Jim Clyburn was on MSNBC saying that exact point.
Yeah.
Saying that it's social media, you know, distorting everything. And then all of a sudden, breaking news, inflation numbers higher than projected.
Yeah, yeah. You know, don't believe your lying eyes. We don't have millions and millions of illegals flooding across our southern border, many of whom are terrorists or rapists or murderers. You know, they're chanting death to America in the streets because we imported all these Muslims into the country.
Yeah.
You know, it's
problems in Dearborn.
Don't believe what you're seeing with your own eyes.
Or here.
Crime's not up. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Crime's not up. You know, people are getting thrown onto the train tracks all over the place and stabbed and robbed and shot.
Raped.
Yeah.
Assaulted. Punched. We have women being punched in the face all over New York City.
Yeah. No problem.
No. It's fine.
Cops getting murdered
in
cold blood because of Democrat bail policies letting these criminals just go free.
Yeah. There's no place more safe in America than a New York City corner bodega.
Mm-hmm.
Said no one ever.
We're not on the precipice of World War III. Joe Biden's foreign policy has been more successful than
he's
ever.
Strong. He's strong. Talking about Uncle Bosie being eaten by cannibals.
Which is a total lie, by the
total
way.
Lie.
Yeah.
Total lie.
Yeah.
Lost at sea, but total lie.
Yeah. You know, you just keep going down the whole list here, and it's one after another. You know, they take Trump's words completely out of context and forge lies.
Yeah.
Not the first time they've done that. Obviously, we know about Charlottesville.
Yeah.
We had the bloodbath hoax. Then we had the
losers and suckers.
Yeah, immigrants are animals.
Yeah, immigrants are animals.
They just do it time and time again, and the leftist media lofts it up, and they're like, "Oh yeah, things are
notice
great."
Notice though how it died after a couple of days, though.
Yeah, because no one believes it anymore.
One believes it anymore. So I'm kind of. I mean, let them keep peddling this
mm-hmm.
but there's no impact anymore.
Well, the thing is, nobody believes them anymore. Nobody believes the legacy media, especially when you have, you know, what's termed alternative media. You have conservative media. You have social media. You know, the amount of people that watch, say, you know, the CBS or ABC or NBC evening news, all anchored by extreme leftists, is dying.
Yeah.
And they're losing their control on that narrative, and I think they see that happening. And that's why they fight so hard for this, you know, so-called disinformation and misinformation strategy of like, oh, well, we can't let people be misinformed. They have to have our opinions. That's the right opinion.
Yeah.
And they do everything they can to crush those out. They did it to Elon with X. You know, Google does it to conservative media, especially to us. They try to choke out these people from disseminating real, truthful information, doing real investigative journalism, you know, airing out the things that they don't want you to see.
Yeah.
That's just what it comes down to. You know, just yesterday, the report came out, finally, 3 years later, about the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal that confirmed what we have long, you know, assumed, I guess you could say, or known. We really knew it. The suicide bomber that killed our great servicemen and women at Abbey Gate was released from Bagram Prison because of Biden's feckless and totally unacceptable retreat from the country.
Oh, great.
They lost control of Bagram because they didn't have the proper forces in place to ensure continuity.
Yep.
The prisoners were released, all a bunch of terrorists, and he went, put on a suicide vest, and killed our people.
Yeah.
That is a direct link between Biden's action.
Biden's a killer.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Biden's a murderer.
And not only that, and then after that, remember, he droned a whole family.
Mm. That's true.
Right?
Yes.
They get all upset about Israel droning these aid workers. Aid workers, I put in air quotes because we don't know for sure.
They're probably terrorists.
They were probably providing material support to Hamas. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Biden does it to a whole innocent family.
No.
No problem.
No problem.
No problem. Yeah.
What a massive intelligence failure, too, on that. On just beyond that.
Yeah.
Remember over-the-horizon capability?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we don't have to deploy forces anywhere. We have over-the-horizon capability. Well, they blew up a whole family, and now they shut the f*** up about that real quick.
Yeah. It's pretty unbelievable. You know, you could just keep going down the list. Oh, we're not at the edge of World War III. Don't worry about
it's
that.
It's fine.
It's great. Everything's just phenomenal, right?
Because when, you know, Iran launches ballistic missiles from their soil...
Yeah.
Against Israel proper, which has never happened before. That's not necessary.
The ballistic missiles that Joe Biden let them get because he let the ballistic missile sanctions expire.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to appease Iran. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, and remember those billions?
Yeah, all that went to the barrage.
That funded that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
It funded the October 7th attack.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. So yeah, you know, we're not trying to throw Trump in prison as a political prisoner. This is justice.
Yeah.
That's what they
say.
That's
the difference, that's the difference.
It's just we're living in a bizarre world here where everything that they say is a complete and total lie, and they're going to attempt to run that to another term of the presidency and take Congress. I mean, that's just their game plan at this point. It's obvious. Mm-hmm. Because they can't run on any real record. You ask anybody, what has Joe Biden done?
Besides drool? Over the desk.
Nobody can
years?
Come up with any real accomplishment.
No.
They've asked random people on the streets, and they're like, I don't know.
Well, I think we can list some right now. I mean, he gave material support to terrorism.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he killed 13 service members at Abbey Gate.
Actively aided and embedded an invasion of millions of illegals at our southern border, including terrorists and criminals.
7.5 million, and I think I'm lowballing that.
Yeah.
So he did that.
Yeah.
He has... he has there is a historic precedent here to be set. He is the first mentally handicapped president to serve.
Yeah.
I mean, he is half retarded, so that's about it.
Also oversaw the crumbling of our nation's infrastructure.
That's right.
After passing
the
so-called bipartisan infrastructure.
Yes. Oh, and completely drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Ah, that one is a good one. Yeah.
He completely emptied the tanks.
You see they're thinking about doing it again?
I can't believe that.
There's
no reserve. There's no reserve left.
There's like less than 30% left, and they're like, gas prices are getting a little too high. We might have to tap it again. I'm like, what?
To save 8 cents on the gallon.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So when there is a massive war,
we
have no gasoline for the tanks.
It's over.
No gasoline for the planes. Nothing.
It's totally over at that point. And on Monday, of course, the people that he backs and supports, the pro-Hamas protesters, a.k.a. pro-Palestinian protesters, blocking roads across the country.
Harvard alumni?
Blocking roads all over the place. I think it was Seattle Airport, maybe Portland as well. There was a couple other airports.
So I guess the setting off of balloons in this airspace to shut them down didn't work. They're just going to block
people. Oh, the Golden Gate Bridge,
The Golden Gate Bridge was a big one.
For like 7 hours.
I know.
Like, what are you doing?
The cops just standing there.
What are you doing? You know what I really love? In Florida, they tried that.
Dragged them away.
Dragged them away like animals.
Yeah.
Like the animals that they are. Threw them in prison, facing up to potentially 15 years of prison. Because in real estate, you don't get to block the roads or assault people without consequences.
I think you should be able to run them over.
Well, I don't disagree. All right, some illegal immigration stuff here. You know, this list can go on forever.
It really could.
But a few headlines that popped out to me. Remember we talked about the illegal alien on the terror watch list that was on the loose? Well, they caught him. But then he was apprehended and released on two different occasions.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, now apparently they got the guy, Muhammad Karwan.
Oh.
Belonging to Hezb-e-Islami, H-I-G. Pig. A terrorist group that has carried out attacks killing American service members. ICE, CBP, all of them, they just have no clue what they're doing.
Well, they're being ordered not to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's also enough.
Yeah. New CBP data just came out showing that the Biden administration has flown, using your taxpayer dollars, 404,000 illegal immigrants into the country thanks to the humanitarian parole program.
Oh, my God.
Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, Venezuelans. One of them, I believe, raped a mentally disabled little girl. Geez. Remember that Haitian?
Yeah. So they're bringing them in for all these whole countries.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
Whole country express. Yep. They should put them on the Boeing 737s, though.
Yeah.
I'm really okay with that.
Just recently, Border Patrol agents in California busted an illegal immigrant child sex offender who had crossed into the country illegally. Previously, the illegal immigrant had been caught carrying guns in schools. Yeah.
Oh.
Convicted sex offender against children and has been known to carry firearms in public schools. These are the people that are coming into the country.
So, another historic thing that Biden has done. He is the most pro-child sex offender president.
Oh, yeah.
In history.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to get to the Mayorkas thing in a second.
Yeah.
But him and Mayorkas are the chief human child sex traffickers in the world.
The child rapists, we should just call.
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And then, you know, also, just a good one. More than 1,500 illegal immigrants from Africa assembled outside New York City Hall on Tuesday. Because they were led there by an unidentified activist group. I love that.
Right? Oh, my God.
The illegal immigrants said they had been told by people in the community that if they gathered there, they would get work visas or green cards. Interesting.
You know, in normal times, there would have been a massive roundup and all these people would have been shipped back to Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wait. I can't really say that.
Well, you know.
But you ship them back. Deported.
Ship deported. Them back to their whole countries is what it comes down to. And that's exactly what Trump says he's going to do.
Yep.
These countries don't want to take him back. Well, too bad.
Too bad. They're coming.
Hold on to your britches. They're coming.
They're coming. We're going to jump them on.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Mayorkas impeachment because finally, you know, Mike Johnson signed it after holding on to it unnecessarily for a couple weeks. Then it makes it over to the Senate side where the Democrats – breaking 227 years of congressional history when it comes to impeachment, Chuck Schumer just denied it. No trial.
None.
Yep, no trial. A few things here. One, this just is a perfect example of how the Democrats are much better at exerting raw power and institutional power when they are in charge.
Yeah.
And we've said this for many years at this point.
They say, f*** the rules, precedent when it comes to protecting our people, and our side just is, like, aghast they do this. I'm like, no.
Yeah, you're clutching the pearls. Like, and so you have Schumer, who is the leader of this, right?
Yeah.
But notice how all the Democrats stuck together.
Yep.
You didn't have a couple, I don't know how I feel about this, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski pieces of
They all stick together.
Yeah. And also, now, if the Democrats, say, get the House... and we control the presidency and the Senate, and they try to impeach Trump, guess what? F*** off. Right off.
No,
but
try.
Guess what? You know, we have those Murkowskis and Collins who, you know, will get their little undies in a bunch.
We don't believe in tit for tat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, too
that's
bad
the
it's
problem.
Here. That's
the problem.
Era we're in.
Yeah.
That's the era we're in.
That's get the your... problem with today's Republican Party is, oh, but we don't believe in tit for tat. Yeah. You got to f*** them up.
Yeah,
it's what it comes down to.
And honestly, I know sometimes they kind of pull the trigger at the wrong moments, but that's why Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene are necessary for the party.
Yeah, well, and so let's talk about the threat to Mike Johnson's job because of his recent actions. We talked about it last week on Triggered, and, you know, of course, right after we talked about it, it really heated up because of the FISA vote that occurred, which was really unconstitutional travesty that they passed that the way they did. You had a number of other things that he did, and now this aid package, which probably I think is going to lead to a vote against him. I think that that's probably going to come up for a vote. God. Now that I feel a couple ways about this, everybody knows I'm not a fan of Mike Johnson at this point either. I warned a long time ago when we got rid of Kevin McCarthy that what you replace him with probably is not going to be any better. It hasn't really been any better. Maybe there's one or two bright spots, but really, he has just turned into another Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
But
at least Kevin McCarthy could raise money for the party.
And recruit candidates. And,
you know, like,
yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. It was thanks to Kevin McCarthy that we even have the house in the first place.
Yeah. So, listen, for all his faults, like, Kevin knew how to get done.
Yeah.
And this is just like a middling...
But yet again, we find ourselves at this crossroads in which they want to remove the speaker, but who's the better option? Who's the better option that you're going to put up and is going to be able to get the votes?
Yeah.
Because a week-long extravaganza of votes that make us look like total idiots in the middle of an election year is not exactly a great political strategy.
Nope.
And while I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie that the infractions that Johnson have committed are worthy of being removed,
there's no one...
Like, who are you going to get to take
what's
over?
What's the plan afterward? And who would want the job?
Yeah, at this point. There's one thing that's clear is that Mike Johnson won't be the Speaker of the House after the election.
No.
No matter what.
No, no matter what.
That's even if we win, he's not going to be the Speaker.
I mean, probably, just, probably much to his relief.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But yeah, so I don't really get what the end game is here. I get that they want to teach him a lesson, and I am all for teaching politicians a lesson. But like, what's the plan, guys?
I don't know.
You know? That's really
maybe they bring it up for a vote, but then all the Republicans stick together and don't vote him out. You know, to hang that over his head, like, listen, we almost booted you.
Maybe that's not a bad.
But that's
strategy.
Also a waste of time. Though.
Yeah, sure, whatever. But if it keeps Congress from doing anything at all, it's a good use of time because that's everything they do these days is
horrible.
Yeah,
midnight votes.
Uh-huh. Yep. What else do we got here? The new ATF rule that came out. Have you read about this?
No.
So, basically, they're trying to criminalize private sales of firearms.
Oh, well, this is nothing out of the ordinary. They've been trying to do this for years.
Right, right. Now, I don't think that, even if it gets past the review process, I think in court it would get overturned.
Yeah.
You get into the two, well, we're trying to get the gun show loophole, which is a loophole that doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
Right. What they're trying to do is criminalize private sales and force all private sales to go through background checks.
Yeah.
You know, they did that here in Virginia a number of years ago.
We're talking about a very small – private sales aren't that big. I know they're going to – you know, they're gonna list all these figures that it's tens of thousands. Well, there's over 320 million guns in this country. Private sales – are maybe single digits in terms of all gun transactions, and most of them are between family members, like fathers handing down their guns to their sons,
mm-hmm.
which is a transfer. So, I don't understand how you... Here's the thing. You can't police this unless you have a national database, and that's the end game with all of this.
Yeah, well, so here's the thing. I think that
private sales... It's an attempt to get a backdoor gun registry.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's what this is.
Yep.
Without going through Congress.
That's
so,
exactly what I was going
to
say.
I mean, it's the only way to try to track private sales, which really means tracking, you know, basically what goes on inside people's homes.
Yeah.
Because that's what that is. Even Bill Clinton mentioned this when he ran for president way back in the day. He's like, it's a Southern tradition of, you know, a father giving his guns to his son.
Yeah.
And, you know, Christmas. I mean, Nikki Haley got a Beretta.
A Nimrata.
Nimrata. Remember? Yeah. She posted on Twitter. I'm like, that is a private purchase. That's a private sale, technically. Her husband, you know, it's just like...
Yeah. Technically, isn't it even a straw purchase?
I know, right? Yeah, Jesus, no.
I mean, you know, that's what that really...
She probably knew.
You hit the nail on the head is that it's really just a backdoor way to a gun registry. Yeah. It's all they want to do.
Yeah. It's why they don't like talking about mental health, even though our mental health system is in tatters, and there probably is a lot of bipartisan agreement on what to fix regarding the system, you know, after Parkland. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and stuff like that. I mean, like, Nicholas Cruz should never have been allowed anywhere near a gun shop, given the history of mental issues The cops come into his house pointing guns at family members.
Well, they don't want to share that information like that. for woke purposes, either, because you know, the mentally ill these days can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Remember,
they can stab people.
It always goes back to we stopped locking up the mentally ill.
I know. And this country got everything went. But, you know, I mean, there is probably like 85, 90 votes for almost every single thing that, that could be done to fix the mental health system. But Democrats want this background check first.
Yeah.
Or they want red flag laws, mm-hmm. which, again, like communism, sounds great on paper, makes sense, is absolutely a winning issue when you sell it to the public and it gets poll tested. It probably gets like 76% approval, uh-huh. even among Republicans. But how it is implicated, there are no constitutional guardrails. Psychiatrists are now the thought police, because now they can, you know, ring it up and mm-hmm. they can seize people's guns. So, I mean...
You know what stat I saw this week that is the stat of the day, the gun stat of the day?
Yeah.
Over 700 million magazines of over 10-round capacity are owned in the United States.
Yeah.
And I say to them, come and take it.
Yeah.
So I would encourage anyone listening to the show today, you would love not only Cam Edwards' show, Cam and Co., which is a podcast available on all podcast apps. Congratulations to him for 20 years of the show. Want to give a shout out to our good friend Cam.
Cheers.
But also all of his reporting and our other writers at BearingArms.com, which is our Second Amendment site. I suspect a good chunk of you already are familiar with either Cam or Bearing Arms, but I highly encourage you to check it out. He's doing great reporting over there exposing how these leftists are trying to take away our gun rights. All right, so a few last things here. I want to talk about the polls. You've been watching the polls. I've been watching the polls.
It's a seesaw, man. I'm starting to get whiplash.
It is a seesaw because we see these polls that come out and it's like,
plus Biden six, plus minus one in three. Pennsylvania. Holy.
You get a reputable one that comes out, it shows Trump plus four in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Trump plus six in Michigan, but only plus one in Wisconsin. I don't really
There's something going on with this.
Now, someone told me who does live up in that area. He said, but, you know, they lump these blue wall states together, right? Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. But there are significant differences and divides between them.
Yeah, that's true.
Pennsylvania is very different than Michigan, and Michigan and Pennsylvania are both extremely different from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Someone told me that the Wisconsin people are insane. and I was like, he's a Pennsylvanian.
Yeah.
But I do see quite a difference there. I think the Michigan stuff's playing in big time with Biden's Democrat support there. Also, I think Trump's picking up a lot of black support in Michigan and also in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Look at what happened yesterday when Trump went to the bodega in New York, where the shop owner was charged with murder for defending himself against a criminal by Alvin Bragg, of course.
Yeah.
And the crowds of people outside in Harlem.
Yeah.
The crowd of blacks, Hispanics, whites, all together chanting four more years for Trump and cheering him. A massive crowd. You know, I think there's some very significant inroads being made there. And
you know, people see their whole community's gone to
And that's his message. He said, look, New York's gone to shit. There's crime everywhere. You know, they refuse to prosecute the criminal who comes in here and robs this bodega, but they have me in court all day, every day.
I got to miss my son's graduation.
That's a strong message.
It is.
It's a very strong message. You know, I'm not saying Trump's going to win New York, but it'd be really funny if he starts competing there because they have him stuck up in this trial.
He's
campaigning every day, making these smart campaign stops. And I think that there's been a definite swing in his favor there. We've talked about it before. It's in the polls. It's really interesting how there's a consolidation of kind of working class people together, minorities, white people, all supporting Trump because they feel wronged.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really going to be interesting to see this coalition come together. O.J. Simpson, rest in peace, the juice. You know.
Some of the commentaries after, a little nuts.
The glove didn't fit.
But listen, you know what? I mean, you know, it happens.
I always take the Chappelle line on this.
Yeah.
With all due respect, this guy, this murderer ran for 11,000 yards as an NFL Hall of Famer.
The skits were amazing. The I did it. Yeah. Well, and the whole, oh, man, what's his custody hearing? Listen, if anyone harmed my kids, I would stab that person, give my bloody clothes to an old football buddy, and catch a plane to Chicago.
Yeah. What do we got here for our clip of the day? Oh, we got a Biden gaffe here.
Oh, God.
Biden, in his lovely town of Scranton that he loves to talk about so much.
The office.
Roll that clip.
My mom didn't live in Scranton since she was 1954. But...
Yeah, this is a guy that definitely should be president and have his finger on the button of the nuclear football at a time when World War III is pending.
Yeah.
To be determined.
Yeah, to be determined.
Of course, we haven't even talked about China.
No.
Taiwan, whole thing over there.
There's a new show called Fallout. Might happen.
We have North Korea says they're preparing for war. I guess they want to take some islands.
Okay.
From what I've read.
Take some islands.
Let us not forget that all of these things
happened under Trump. Yeah.
Were silent and peaceful under Trump.
Yep.
There were no issues. No Ukraine, no China into Taiwan, no Middle East f***ery at all. I mean, the guy killed Soleimani and then threw up the American flag on Twitter. That's what we need back in the White House. It's been, it's really brutal. If we get four more years of Biden, it's over. It's good. But not only is this show over, but the country's over.
Yeah,
so.
Too.
All right. Of course, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, email us triggered@townhall.com. Apologies for the shorter episode today. I'm very, very tight on time, but we did want to get an episode. Did not want to cancel on you. Gail, shout out Gail for her emails. Totally agree with you, Gail. Keep them coming. We love you all. Of course, if you enjoy Triggered and want it uncensored, become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. Use the promo code TRIGGERED for 50% off your membership. Get into this exclusive club of patriots. I promise you, you will love it. Money back guarantee. No one's ever asked for their money back. So many of you have become VIP members and are directly supporting what we're doing here, not only on Triggered, but on all of our websites, Town Hall, Red State, PJ Media, Twitchy, Hot Air, Bearing Arms. And we really appreciate your support. If you become a VIP Gold member, get you VIP Gold level to all of those sites in the network. Great deal. Promise you'll love it. Highly encourage you to do it. It's what we need this election year because, like I said before, mentioned earlier in the program, Google is trying to kill us. So that's what we need from you guys. TownhallVIP.com. Use the promo code TRIGGERED for 50% off. And, of course, don't forget 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to helping us beat those big tech algorithms. And we will be back here next Wednesday, April 24th, for another episode of Triggered.
See you then.